So, today we are celebrating Vaishnava initiation of two types. But before that, I wanted to mention that today is a very special day on the Vaishnava calendar. It is the commemoration of the disappearance day of...
Thank you.
So, because sannyasa is very much connected to Srivas Thakur and his activities, because Narada Muni, he is considered to be a transcendental spaceman. That was the Prabhupada's words. That means he travels Narada Muni Bhaja Vina Radhika Ramana Namane. He travels everywhere chanting the names of Radha and Krishna, which is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he gives people something called the Bhakti Lata Bij, or the seed of the creeper of devotion, simply by his chanting. And he changes people's consciousness, in many cases, from people who are like dacoits or very low-class people, and he turns them into first-class devotees of the Lord. I mean, one story of Narada Muni, which most of you are familiar with, is Narada Muni's interactions with Mugrari the hunter. I'm sure you have hunters here in Slovenia. Maybe not in this room. But Mugrari the hunter wasn't just an ordinary hunter. He was trained up by his father and brothers to half kill animals and take joy in seeing animals suffer. So he was doing this, and Narada Muni comes along, and Narada Muni sees the half killed animals and he sort of sets them free because he doesn't want them to be killed or doesn't want them to suffer. Because that is a Vaishnava's mentality. Paraduka Duki. A Vaishnava does not like to see anyone else suffer. In fact, as one advances in Krishna consciousness, more and more compassion manifests in one's heart. That is a sign of advancement. More and more compassion and less tendency to think of someone as their enemies or someone as their enemy. In fact, this is mentioned in the Bhagavatam by Lord Kapiladev. He says, Ajatra Shatra Shanta Sarva Sada Bhushana, that a devotee of the Lord has no enemies. Or, as we were speaking the other day in the Isha Upanishad, it's mentioned, Yastu Sarvani Bhutani Atmane Vana Plashati Sarva Bhutesha Chapanam Tatona Vibhushate, that one who is connected with Krishna and Krishna consciousness has no enemies. He loves everyone. He doesn't hate anyone. So this is a sign of advancement. So Narada Muni wanted to save this particular individual. This particular individual was taking joy in seeing others suffer. And Narada Muni freed these animals. And so this person got very upset. His name was Mukharari. Got very upset with Narada Muni. And he said, why have you freed the animals? And Narada Muni asked him a very simple question. If you're interested in killing animals, why do you fully kill the animal? Why don't you fully kill the animals? Why are you half killing them? And he described that he was taking joy in half killing the animals. And he had learned this from his father, who had taught him to half kill animals. And so Narada Muni at that point, being an expert preacher of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, enabled Mugrari to see his future, that is his karmic reaction. And what was his future? He was going to be killed by those same animals in the future. And so Mugrari had a wake-up call, as they say, and he said to Narada Muni, what should I do? And Narada Muni said, stop killing animals. And Mugrari said, what am I going to do for my maintenance to survive? And Narada Muni said, I will take care of it. And of course, that's very similar to the statement in the Gita, where Krishna says, Ananyas chintaye antamam ye janak paripasate tisham nityuriyuktamam yogakshami vahamyaham. To those who are dedicated to me, I take care of everything. I protect what they have and I carry what they lack. So in this way, Narada Muni turned him into a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there's so many stories about Narada Muni's interactions with different living entities. So this is what sannyas means, or what Narada Muni's pastimes means, or what Srivast Thakur's pastimes indicate, that one should dedicate their life to bringing others to Krishna consciousness. Now, this is very much connected with my taking sannyas a few years ago. Many years ago. Very much connected, because when Srila Prabhupada left this mortal world, at least in his physical form, in 1977, I became determined to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. And my taking sannyas, which I took in 1978 in Lima, Peru, in South America, for those who don't know, was a manifestation of my dedication to serve Srila Prabhupada and to serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to serve in the mood of Narada Muni, to serve in the mood of Srivast Thakur, to bring everyone to Krishna consciousness. Because that is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. Srila Prabhupada didn't simply want to open up a few temples here and there. Srila Prabhupada's desire was, as described in the Bhagavatam, Tad Bhagavi Sargo Janataga Vibhubo Yasmin Pratishlagama Bhadavachapi, that to create a revolution, a spiritual revolution, not a violent revolution, but a revolution consciousness in the impious civilization or civilizations which exist around the world. So taking sannyas to me, that's what it meant. Now, how is this connected with initiation? Okay. Those devotees who were taking initiation, first of all, just to give you a basic background, and then I'll tell you how it's connected. Those devotees who are taking initiation are taking certain vows. Yes, I understand there's the four regulator principles, which I'm going to speak very quickly so none of you get it disturbed. No meat, fish, or egg, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. How about that? Those are important. Those are important. Why are they important? Because if you don't follow the regulated principles, you get, first of all, bad karma. Bad karma means the Yamadutas. And if you don't know what the Yamadutas are, you can Google it after class. Because I am not going to have you out about hell. Sorry. If you don't know what they are, anyway. And then losing the human form of life, becoming in your next life a dog or a cat, and not a dog in someone's house that you can watch TV all day long, but a street dog or a cockroach. Or you become a COVID virus in your next life. And attack people. If you like, why not? That'd be kind of fun. So that's the first point. You know, why do we have these regulator principles, which I mentioned very quickly. But secondly, is by following, or by not following the regulated principles, by breaking the regulated principles, by having illicit sex, intoxicating, media, and gambling, then you're going into the lower modes of nature. And what are the lower modes of nature? You have the mode of ignorance, which is simply dullness, lethargy, no enjoyment, or at best, you go into the mode of passion, which is enjoyment in the beginning, and at the end, it's poison. That's a description of the Gita. So you get dragged down and controlled, and the Bhagavad Gita says, you're controlled by what? Nahi kas jitya namapi jata tishtati karmakrit. You're forced to act helplessly according to these modes. You don't have any freedom. Everybody wants to be free, right? Just like you're so happy, you take off the mask, I'm free! Isn't it? I mean, many places in America where I come from, they have mass protests. Not mass protests, mass protests. We cannot be controlled anymore by this government. So, but imagine if I were to tell you, you were controlled 24/7. And if you don't follow regulated principles, you are controlled 24/7. The mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance, they mix in different ways, 3 times 3 times 3, all these different permutations. And you get 8,400,000 species of life, and even more permutations or variety within these different species of life. I don't want to be controlled. I want to be free. I want to be free from following different gangs. You know, people don't like to be members of gangs. It's considered real bad. Well, you have all these different gangs. You have national gangs, racial gangs, religious gangs. Don't worry, we're not a gang here. We're the best. No, we're not Hare Krishna. We respect everyone who loves God. That's all. We're not sectarian. It's not that you have to wear a dhoti to love God, or have a shaved head to wear God, or part your hair in the middle, if you have to be a woman, to love God. Or wear a tilak to love God. You can love God in any denomination, as long as you're willing to do what he says. Because love means to do what he says. Simple. If you say, I love you, I love you, I love you, can you do this for me? No. What is that love? So we don't want to be controlled. We want to be happy. And so that's why the four regulated principles there. Okay, got that out of the way. And then after that, we have this, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The devotees here are taking first initiation and vowing to chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. Minimum 16 rounds, perhaps more. Ekadasi, if they can do it. Ekadasi is tomorrow. And I got news for you, it comes every 2 weeks too. It's not just, oh, tomorrow, just one day a year. You know, people have the whole philosophy, if I just follow this Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi, that's all I got to do once a year. No way, Jose. Every 2 weeks. And then you'll become Krishna conscious by following that Ekadasi. Anyway, so we chant, why do we chant Krishna's name? Because Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigara Purushuram Nichimukta Obhinatvam Nama Namano. And I'm sure you all know what that means. Because Krishna is there in his name. Krishna is the most attractive. What does the word Krishna mean? Krish means to attract. Na means unlimited bliss. So every time you say Krishna, he's there. Unlimited bliss is there. The most attractive person is there. Wow. So not only are you free from the modes of nature by following the four regulated principles, but you're also experiencing unlimited bliss. You know, I've been doing the same thing for the last 50 years. Pretty hard to believe. I know I don't look that old, but anyway. But I've been doing the same thing for the last 50 years. Actually, this is the 50th year for me. As of July 29th. It's when I met Prabhupada. July 29th, in a place called Gainesville, Florida, I met Prabhupada. And as soon as I met Prabhupada, I became overwhelmed by his mood of compassion, dedication, just like Narada Muni. And that was it. It was love at first sight, as they say. Dedication at first sight. And so it gets better every day. Who can say that about their life? Especially you old folks. Any old folks? It gets better every single day. Wow. That's pretty amazing. So So anyway, so that's the advantage of Krishna consciousness, that these devotees are promising to follow their vowing. Not just promising, there's a little bit difference between the word promise and vow. Vow means some promise made that cannot be broken. Normally we have promises that can be broken. You know, people get married and they sign prenuptial contracts. Ever heard of that before? That means if and when we get divorced, you get the dog and I get the house. Pretty good contract, isn't it? So, because promises are meant to be broken. But spiritual promises, vrat, it's actually the word, it's vrat or vow, it should be unbroken. Dhrita vrataha, that's mentioned also in Sanskrit in the Bhagavad Gita. Firm determination, firm vow. So these devotees are making this promise in front of the fire, which hasn't occurred yet, and in front of the deities. Hopefully, deities will open soon.
1 minute,
see? Okay. In front of the deities, in front of Srila Prabhupada, in front of my not-so-humble self, then we will actually make these promises. All right, so that's the basic thing. And then some devotees, okay, be a little more complete. Some devotees are taking the second initiation or Brahman initiation, and this initiation is given to enable the devotees to worship the deities. It's called Brahman initiation because it's very much stressed that these devotees should acquire Brahminical qualities such as peacefulness, self-control, samadhamma, tapa, learning to accept things favorable for Krishna consciousness, rejecting things unfavorable, cleanliness, tolerance, study of the Vedic literatures and application of what's in the Vedic literatures. So this is what's called the second initiation or Brahman initiation. There's no additional vows, but there's an additional chanting of seven mantras, which are called the Gayatri mantras. And these Gayatri mantras do not substitute for the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, which is the only thing required to bring one to the spiritual world. But they help one connect more with Krishna and with the spiritual master. So there's many explanations of these Gayatri mantras, which I'm not going to give right now. So that's basically what's happening. So let's go back to the original talk or premise. I was talking about spreading Krishna consciousness, being like Narada Muni. So the basic initiation vows are there, which I explained. But connected with all those vows or promises is the consideration that these devotees will serve the mission of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If Srila Prabhupada hadn't come to the Western world to present Krishna consciousness, none of us would be here. Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada's example, form the very foundational, instructional, exemplar basis of the Krishna consciousness movement. So Srila Prabhupada gave the initiation, and I am acting as Srila Prabhupada's representative. Not that this is Rithvik initiation or anything like that, but we are acting as representing the founder acharya, and we are giving initiation to our disciples. And of course, one of the devotees here is taking second initiation from Jayapataka Maharaj at Jananda Puru. And we're performing or having this sacrifice performed, and later on he'll get his mantra from Jayapataka Maharaj, hopefully. He's supposed to be at 6 o'clock tonight. He's supposed to call me, or I'm supposed to call him. So, but we're representing Prabhupada. And so the devotees who are taking initiation are making a commitment to be part of Prabhupada's mission in saving the world. Because this is very exciting. One needs a purpose in life. Before I came to the Krishna consciousness movement, I basically had no purpose in life. The purposes that I had been given by my mother, especially my mother. I don't think my father ever gave me a purpose. But the purpose that I've been given by my mother was basically become a doctor. Jai. Shishi panchatatva panchatatva ki jai. Shishi gornatai ki jai. Padiatra gornatai. They look very happy since they've been on Sankirtan. So I asked my mother, if that's my purpose in life, why should it be my purpose in life to be a doctor? And she said, to please her. I said, that's not a very good answer. I said, that's not really inspiring. And then she thought of something else. She said, basically to help people. And I said, well, if I help people as a doctor, sometimes doctors don't help people. But anyway, if I help people as a doctor, can I be assured that they won't die? Is that permanent help? And she said, no. I said, forget it. I want to help people permanently. I want to change society. I want to change people's consciousness. I want to have people love each other. Because I was in the hippie generation. People, come on, everybody, you gotta love each other. But anyway, I mean, but this is actually was Prabhupada's aspiration. That peace in the world, as Krishna says in the Gita, in the fifth chapter, text 29, he says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalokam Raheshram Bhutanam Sarvalokam Raheshram Subhridam Sarvabhutanam Radesh Yantam Vam Shantim Richati. That he says that the peace formula, which Prabhupada defined this verse as the peace formula, is to understand that Krishna is the well-wisher, Krishna is the friend of all living entities, and in this way one can, shanti vichiti, reach peace. So that's the peace formula. So my mother wasn't giving me any alternatives to achieve my goals in life. And so, therefore, I started studying so many different religious books and spiritual books and philosophical books until I came to Srila Prabhupada's books. And Srila Prabhupada's books gave me the answer by which I could help people and dedicate myself to the most important purpose in life, which is to give people peace, to give people eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. And so the devotees who are taking initiation today are taking initiation in Srila Prabhupada's society to assist in this mission somehow or other with their abilities, their intelligence, and their skills. And we are requesting all of them to remain within Srila Prabhupada's society and serve Srila Prabhupada's society. And I've dedicated my life to that proposal, to serve Prabhupada's temples, Prabhupada's devotees, and in this way we have a United Nations of the spiritual world, which is what Srila Prabhupada's intention was. So this is what initiation is. Of course, initiation also means to begin something, to formally take one's promises, to formally enroll in Krishna consciousness, and of course the devotees who get in the first initiation are getting spiritual names. And these spiritual names are all related to being servants of Krishna, for them being servants of Krishna. So, we'll keep it short. So, we'll continue with the ceremony now. You're going to do the purification first, right?
Yes, but what's
the achamani? The achamani, purification, and then we give the names after that, right?
Najprej si pročistimo roke, vzamemo to žlico v desno roko. In podamo žlico v levo, zajamemo vodo, damo hundo v desni, pa ponavljamo za mano posilo, pa spisno delo, da ne moš. Om, apavitra, apavitrova,
apavitrova,
sarvastam,
sarvastam,
gatopiva,
gatopiva,
yatsmare,
Because all the newest initiates should have their Kanti Mala, but the second initiates don't need to change the Kanti Mala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hari Ki Om, Sahanao Bhavatu, Sahanao Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasmin Avaditamastuma Vidvishvavahai, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Swastino Govindaha, Swastino Achutananto, Swastino Vasudeva Vishnodarato, Swastino Narayana Narovai, Swastina Kvadala Purushottamarato, Swastino Vishashina Vishvishvaraha, Swastino Hrishikesha Haridarato, Swastino Vainataya Harihi, Swastino Ananjana Suttakaru Bhagavadadato, Swasti Swasti Samangalayakesham, Shri Krishna Satchitanagana Sareshwarishwaro Dadato. Om Tat Vishno Paramam Padam Sarapashyanti Sraha Divya Chakshratatam Adi Prasa Vipanyo Jagriyat Sat Samidate Vishnurat Paramam Padam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravakarinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Сега му кипица огън за тази част по събачене.
Here's the procedure. As we call each devotee's name, of course there's not enough room to, from where you are, offer obeisances to Prabhupada first, and then the deities afterwards, and then from myself. And then we're going to ask you certain questions like, how many rounds you chant, how many times you've gone around Govardhan Hill, how surrendered you are. Not really, we won't ask those questions. And then you'll get, take your vow and get your spiritual name. Okay? So first, beginning with the list, is Nacha. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. So, what are the four regulative principles?
No fish, no eggs, no meat.
Yeah.
No gambling, no illicit sex. No intoxication. My heart can fall out of my chest.
And how many rounds every day you chant?
Minimum 16 for the next few lives.
The next few lifetimes? Wow. That's dedication. So minimum 16 rounds. So your name now, it's a very beautiful name actually. You get the beads with your right hand. Is Nama Priya Devi Dasi. Very dear to the holy name, Nama Priya Devi Dasi. Wow, what a name. Oh, here's your bead bag. That's the bead bag tour. Next is Andhya. Figure out which bead bag. So, what are the four regulative principles?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
You got fish and eggs.
Yeah.
That's how many rounds do you chant every day?
At least 16.
Minimum 16 rounds. And if you can, chant more on the Kavasi. I usually chant. Whatever's practical.
25 seconds.
Yeah, whatever's practical. I'm not imposing any particular number. Although whenever I get a chance, I chant 64 rounds on the Kavasi. But it's when you chant 64 rounds, your life changes. You know, at least once in a lifetime, chant 64 rounds, and you'll find, ooh, the world has changed. Okay. So you get the beads with your right hand. You're chanting. Yes, he's right. So your name now is, what is your name? Achyuta Lila Devi Dasi. Achyuta is the name of Krishna, but the Leela, or the pastimes of Krishna, are arranged by Yogamaya. So it's like a name of Yogamaya, the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the rest of us are under a different type of Maya. What type of Maya is that? Mahamaya, the external potency. Don't worry, I will not give anyone the name Mahamaya. Oh, here's the beanbag. The interesting thing is Prabhupada one time gave one devotee the name Mahamaya. But Mahamaya is also a pure devotee. She's known as Vaishnavi, so that's all right. So, don't worry. Okay, next is Danilo. Okay, so what are the four regulator principles?
No meat, no eat, no fish.
Heads. Lobsters. Bugs.
No discussion.
No discussion.
No sex and no gambling.
You forgot about
No intoxication.
And how many rounds do you chant every day?
At least 16 rounds.
Minimum 16 rounds, and if you can't chant more on the Kashi, get the beads with your right hand. Your name now, this is actually a really amazing name. Your name is Dharmakshetra. So that's where the battle of Kurukshetra took place, but you should not engage in battle. Okay, Dharmakshetra, amazing name. Okay, so next is, let's see who. Okay, Robert, go. Four regulated principles you promised to follow?
No meat eating, fish and eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Okay. I think you got them all four.
That's pretty good.
So, how many rounds do you chant every day?
Minimum 16 rounds.
Minimum 16. Okay, you get the beads with your right hand. There's another very special. All the names are special. Your name is Rathayatra Das.
The famous ceremony
in which Krishna is taken back to Vrindavan by the residents of Vrindavan from Kurukshetra. So, connected to Kurukshetra. So. All right, so just one more is Sebastian.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So, English is yes. For regulated principles?
No gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxicated, no eat of fish, eggs and meat.
Very good. And how many rounds every day?
Minimum 16 rounds.
Minimum 16, try to chant more and Ekadashi. So, your name now is also another very special name. Your name now, you get the beads with your right hand. It's Sanachara Das. Sanachara means Vaishnava behavior, basically. From the word sat, means eternal behavior or Vaishnava etiquette. You know, sometimes a course in Vaishnava etiquette is called a course in Vaishnava Sanachara, which is really good. So always have good behavior. Vaishnava etiquette is very important. It's the ornament of a Vaishnava. Okay, and now just one finally is Jananda on behalf of Jai Pataka Maharaj. I'm going to give you this thread that he chanted on, and he had it sent to me by courier. He's so dedicated. I mean, just so if you could offer mentions to Prabhupada and Jai Pataka Maharaj and Panchatattva. And then we'll give you the Brahman thread, and he'll give you the mantra later on.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You come up here and you probably have to take your chatter off to get there. Yes. Everyone, please be careful of your heads with this thing. It's dangerous. So, Prabhupada often said, Brahman means Brahman by quality, not by birth. Chaturvarnamaya Shrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. So, head and right arm. Jai! So Jam Shanti Raja Maya Jagyan Vigyanamasti Kyam Brahma Karma Svabhava Jam. And actually everyone should attempt or try or obtain these particular qualities, being equipoised, accepting everything favorable, rejecting everything unfavorable in relationship to Krishna consciousness, controlling your senses, being clean. These are qualities that everyone should obtain, not just those who are taking second initiation. But those who are taking second initiation are expected to manifest these qualities, otherwise they're not Brahmins. Prabhupada said that if someone doesn't have the qualities of a Brahmin, he should be considered, even if he has a sacred thread, he can be called a sacred thread holder rather than a Brahmin.
The Prabhupada said that.
So we should really aspire to manifest these qualities. All of us. Don't wait until you take second initiation. Because when you have these qualities, then you can be equal poised, you can proceed very quickly on the path of Krishna consciousness, you can control your senses, you can be peaceful. Life is a lot more pleasant. Because the Dhamma Gopira Vishatam Kamishram Punat Purnas Charvita Charvita. When you have uncontrolled senses, you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, as Prahlad Maharaj describes. It's like chewing the chewed. and you get a different, you get the same result each time, which is misery. And as the great Acharya Albert Einstein said, that the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result. So we're doing that in this world. We keep chewing the chew, and we expect more and more juice to come out of it, but it's like sugar cane that's been chewed many times, or gum that's been chewed many more times and has no more taste to it. So let's stop chewing the chewed and then chew prasad instead. So let's go. You ready?
No, I can't.
Okay. So kirtan or bhajan?